Wedlock divorce insurance. Believe it or not, it's a real thing created by Safeguard Guarantee. It's basically you pay like $15 a month, and you could get yourself up to about, you know, for that price, about $13,000 back if you were to get divorced. You could actually buy up to 200 units, which would cash you out at about $500,000 if you were to get divorced. It's supposed to help cover the cost of the divorce plus the cost of all the assets that were drained after the split of everything. With us tonight is Mimi Daniel. She's a relationship expert here to tell us whether or not she thinks that divorce insurance would be healthy for a relationship. What do you think, Mimi?
Well, frankly, Kim, I thought it was a joke to begin with. Divorce insurance implies from the beginning that divorce is already an option and maybe even probable. Mm-hmm. The best insurance against a painful divorce is to find a way to be happy in your marriage. It is possible. If a marriage isn't working, it's not because the wrong partner was chosen. It's because the right skills have not been learned or used. Mm-hmm. We all know that relationships are a risk. But marriage does not have to be a game of chance. With specific marriage tools, you can significantly increase your odds. With divorce insurance, it's more like betting that your marriage will fail.
Well, I mean, we do have to kind of be realistic here in that divorce is really prevalent. I mean, 50% of marriages end in divorce. And sure, there's a lot we could do to protect our marriages and make sure that we're in that 50% that don't divorce. But there's still going to be a big portion of people who do divorce. So for them, do you think that, instead of thinking that this is something that's actually going to result in your marriage, you're kind of betting against your marriage, maybe just saying, well, look, it's 50-50. We might as well just safeguard ourselves.
Yeah, marriage is really about commitment and managing expectations. Relationships are not stagnant. They're constantly evolving and changing. I would much rather see couples invest in ways to connect in their marriage, to take a vacation or go out together, mm-hmm. to get relationship coaching, to become an expert in your marriage. Mm-hmm. Most couples prepare much more for their wedding than they ever do for their marriage.
Sure. But, Mimi, even then, you can only control yourself. So in a marriage with somebody, you and your partner can go and do all the things, and you could go and get counseling, you could go and go to camps and workshops and read books and do all of these things. But at the end of the day, you might be putting in all your effort thinking that, oh, our marriage is great. We do so much work. Meanwhile, your partner is mindlessly doing all of this and seeing the secretary at work and preparing to divorce you any day now.
Yeah, it's a great question, but I just don't see any positives to divorce insurance. In my opinion, one of the best ways to prevent divorce is to take the option of divorce off the table. If divorce is truly not even an option, there are only two choices: to stay and be unhappy, or stay and find a way to be happy. If those were your only options, what would you choose?
Well, I think that most people would try to stay and be happy, but at the same time, let's say I'm married to a guy, and if I took divorce totally off the table, that could be fine for him if he's off sleeping with a bunch of other women and saying, well, I'm fine. I'm happy. I've got you at home cooking, taking care of the kids, and I got all my other women on the side, and divorce not an option. You have to stay. You have to keep doing this.
No, and you're right. You can only control yourself.
Right.
It's really an issue of incentive. With divorce insurance, there's an incentive to divorce, especially if you need the money. It creates a positive element to divorce.
Yeah.
You can cash out of your marriage. Why set up a situation where there's a benefit to divorce?
Uh-huh.
I would personally much rather see marriage insurance. Why not bet against the success of your marriage? It could be that the longer you're married, the more vested you are, and the higher the payout will be at your 25th anniversary or your 30th or your 50th.
Right, you get a big gift or something for your anniversary.
Yeah, let's make it so that there's no payout if you get divorced.
Right.
Now that's an incentive to stay married.
Right. Well, I certainly see your point on it does seem to be some sort of a cash-out incentive to get divorced. I mean, you get divorced and all of a sudden you get $50,000 depending on how many units of divorce insurance you buy. But I do still see my sister, for instance, when she got divorced, she ended up on welfare, and it was because she was a stay-at-home mom and her husband could not work things out, not really her fault. And she had to leave the marriage. Plus she had to, go back to work, and then she had to go back to school to get a degree because she didn't have one. And, you know, I mean, it ended up putting her really below the poverty line. And because of that, she couldn't really even afford to pay for a divorce. So she kind of got screwed, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And it's really, you cannot know everything about your spouse.
Right.
But you can be educated on some of the traditional pitfalls of marriage before you get married.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get the guidance. Ask the questions you never thought to ask of each other. You know, it amazes me that no one ever taught us how to have a great relationship.
Right. No, I absolutely hear you, Mimi. Thank you so much. Mimi Daniel, again, relationship expert and coach, focuses on future actions, not past analysis, to save or enhance a marriage. You can go to her website, xyoutlook.com. I'm going to open up the phone lines. I want to hear from you. What do you think of divorce insurance? It's a new real thing. You could buy units of divorce to protect yourself for when your assets get drained after the fact. Do you think it's a good idea? Do you think it's just basically putting doom to your marriage? 888-922-5554.